KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some fog and freezing mist, and it's currently 26 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And the National Weather Service had said earlier this morning that patchy, dense fog and light freezing mist would be occurring early this morning, with slowly falling visibilities in the foggy areas. In addition, that light freezing mist is freezing on the surfaces in some areas, resulting in a thin glaze, so be especially careful on the roadways in the listening area and the bridges and overpasses. In Western Iowa news, an Omaha businessman has donated $3 million to his alma mater in Northwest Iowa, Morningside College. College President John Renders said the gift from Norman Waite Jr. and his Kind World Foundation will help the school with its nearly $12 million renovation of Dimmitt Residence Hall. The dorm houses nearly 400 students during the academic year. Waite is founder and chairman of Waite Company, an investment company with headquarters in Omaha. He graduated from Morningside in 1986 and is a member of the college board of directors. Morningside was founded in 1894 and sits on 68 acres in Sioux City. It's a private four-year school affiliated with the United Methodist Church and has an enrollment of around 1,200 full-time students. News time is 8:02.
Mom, how you doing?
No, but I'll start some, honey.
Whoa, where are you going?
To start some tea brewing.
Oh, no, Mom. I asked, how are you doing?
Well, fine, dear, but it's not polite to laugh at someone.
I wasn't. Mom, are you hearing like you used to?
Oh, now nothing works as well as it used to. It's just what happens. Not much I can do about it.
But we can do something. What about getting hearing aids?
That just seems a bit extravagant. Besides, I don't want to be a bother.
It's not a bother. Besides, I feel a lot better if I knew you could hear a fire alarm or the phone. Sometimes I call and you don't answer, and I know you're here.
Well, maybe I just don't want to talk to you.
Not funny, Mom.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. Now, that was a humorous story, but there's nothing funny about missing out on what's going on or what's being said, especially when it's happening to someone you love. Seeking help isn't admitting you're getting old, but misunderstanding and responding inappropriately may give others that impression. So take the first step to reclaiming your enjoyment of life. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Police in Red Oak arrested an individual Thursday afternoon for failure to appear on a contempt of court charges. 49-year-old David Allen Welch of Red Oak was arrested on valid warrants at around 3:45 p.m. at 106 West Coolbaugh Street. Welch was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Iowa Court of Appeals Thursday upheld the 10-year prison sentence of a former fire chief from Western Iowa. The Omaha World-Herald reports the court's action was affirmed in the case against Mike McKinnon. McKinnon, a former fire chief in Denison, pleaded guilty to a felony charge of theft in the first degree and was sentenced last March. He had served as Denison's fire chief for 10 years, resigning in January of 2010 to accept a position as the fire science instructor at San Juan College in Farmington, New Mexico. The theft charge was filed against him in December of 2011 after a special audit by the Iowa Auditor's Office and an investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. McKinnon was accused of making $95,896 worth of improper and unsupported disbursements from July 1, 2005 to March 31st of 2010. A report in the Omaha World-Herald says prosecutors have agreed to drop a second-degree murder charge against a 24-year-old Omaha man accused in a fatal shooting on the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge, which links Omaha and Council Bluffs. Terrace R. Cox had been scheduled to go on trial Monday. Instead, he's expected to be released from jail today after the murder charge and six other counts are dismissed. Douglas County Attorney Don Klein and Cox's attorney, Bill Eustace, said witnesses were either evasive or uncooperative with police and prosecutors. Cox has always claimed he was innocent in the 1 a.m. shooting death on May the 29th of 26-year-old Shamari Richards. About a dozen people were gathered on the bridge at around 1 a.m. that day. At least seven of them, including a 16-year-old girl, had been drinking in celebration of the girl's birthday. They then came into contact with Richards and a few of his friends. At some point, a young woman was punched, a confrontation ensued, shots were fired, and Richards was killed. Kevin Jenkins, who was 29 at the time, and Jeremy Pajarin, who was 19, were also shot, but they survived. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will receive additional requests for fiscal year 2015 funding during a special session that begins this hour at 8:45. The board will first hear a recommendation from the Compensation Board with regard to compensation for elected officials and consider fiscal year 2015 hourly wage increases for full and part-time employees. And then beginning at 9 a.m., the supervisors will hear FY 2015 funding requests from the Southern Iowa Council of Governments. the Connections Area Agency on Aging, the DHS, Recorder's Department, the Adair County Fair Board, and the Adair County Historical Society, along with the Matura Community Action Agency. The meeting will adjourn following a budget work session. Republican Matt Schultz kicked off his congressional campaign Thursday by calling for term limits for members of the U.S. House and Senate.
It's been a situation where people get there and they spend 30, 40 years in the same office, and they consolidate power, and the special interests get into them. We need to make sure that we have a system in place that encourages new ideas, encourages more people to get involved, and the only way to do that is with a constitutional amendment for term limits.
Schultz, who lives in Truro, proposes a 12-year limit on service, and he promises if elected, he'd adhere to that limit.
And I think that would allow people to go to Congress, do their job, and then go home, and allow more ideas and break the gridlock.
Schultz, who has been Iowa's Secretary of State for the past 3 years, is now seeking Iowa's 3rd District congressional seat after Republican Tom Latham abruptly announced that he would not run for an 11th term in 2014. Schultz will be making his case for term limits in the same year Republican Congressman Steve King will be asking voters to send him to Congress for his 13th and 14th years, and 2 years before Chuck Grassley plans to run for a 7th term in the U.S. Senate. Schultz held a news conference Thursday in Council Bluffs, where he had served on the city council. He's calling for the repeal of Obamacare and for cuts in the federal budget.
And it's really personal for me, having 5 kids and being married and seeing the country going the direction it's going.
Schultz spoke to about 50 supporters in Council Bluffs. He could face a Republican primary as State Senator Brad Zahn, a former Urbandale mayor who was an unsuccessful congressional candidate in 2010, may run for Congress again. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Scott Brennan called Schultz a Tea Party darling who has wasted tens of thousands of taxpayers' dollars during his time as Secretary of State with voter fraud investigations. Slightly more water than normal is expected to flow into the Missouri River this spring, but the dams along the river should have room for it. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says several of the reservoirs remain below normal because they're still recovering from the 2012 drought. So the Corps' Jody Farhat says the reservoirs should be able to safely handle the 26.1 million acre-feet of runoff expected this year. That forecast is slightly above normal runoff of 25.2 million acre-feet. The Corps adjusts the amount of water released from dams along the river in response to conditions. Last year, releases along the river were limited because the Corps was conserving water as the region recovered from drought, and that affected barge traffic on the river. Elsewhere in the news, the Mills County Sheriff's Department reported yesterday 2 recent arrests. On Thursday morning, 35-year-old Joshua Robert Saunders was arrested for failure to appear on a driving while barred order. He was taken into custody near the intersection of Highway 34 and 195th Street in Mills County at around 3 a.m., and bond was set at $2,000. Wednesday afternoon, 33-year-old Angela Danielle Neal of Malvern was arrested in Glenwood for violation of a protection order. Her bond was set at $300. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Target says that personal information, including phone numbers and email and mailing address, was stolen from as many as 70 million customers in its pre-Christmas data breach. That was substantially more customers than Target had previously said were affected. They announced in December that about 40 million credit card and debit cards may have been affected by the data breach that happened between November 27th and December 15th, just as the holiday shopping season was getting into gear. The retailer said this morning that the personal information stolen is not a new breach, but was discovered during its ongoing investigation. The nation's unemployment rate is down to 6.7%, the lowest level since October of 2008. But today's jobs report isn't a positive one. The government says employers added just 74,000 jobs in December, the smallest number in 3 years. And the decline in the unemployment rate occurred partly because there are more Americans that have stopped looking for jobs. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has some work ahead of him to put the traffic jam scandal behind him after firing his deputy chief of staff and cutting ties to his former campaign manager. At a long news conference yesterday, Christie, who may be eyeing a 2016 presidential run, says he's embarrassed and humiliated by the conduct of some of the people on his team. The Pentagon says reported sexual assaults are down at the country's 3 military academies, but issues remain. The report says students often believe they have to put up with sexist and offensive behavior, and they feel pressure to keep quiet. The report says that reflects a culture of disrespect that permeates the schools. News time is 8:10.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities,
depression, negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness, social isolation,
impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Daryl Betts, age 86, of Bayard, died Monday. Funeral services for Daryl Betts will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Kirby Joe Lockery, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Kirby Lockery will be today at 1 o'clock in the Bowman Chapel at Rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Chester Pete Krogstad, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Pete Krogstad will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Mildred Millie Mueller, age 90, of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Memorial services for Millie Mueller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Harold Dwayne Lamb, age 86, of Linden, died Wednesday in Panora. Memorial services for Harold Lamb will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Michael Bremer, age 52, of Panora, died Wednesday in Omaha. No services are planned for Michael Bremer. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.